Thank you for taking the time to listen to this recording. My name is Andrew Deville, and it's my privilege to give a message in the Gospel on behalf of the believers who meet in the Innerleven Gospel Hall. Now, before we turn to the Word of God, the Bible, we're going to have a short word of prayer. Shall we pray? Our God and Father, we give thanks for this opportunity to read the Scriptures and to consider our Lord Jesus Christ, the Saviour, whom thou hast provided. And we pray that as we turn to the Word of God, that thy Word might be a blessing to us. We pray that it might encourage those who are thine, those who are believers already. And we pray that if there are any who will listen to this recording, we pray that these words might be might make them wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ. And so we look to thee for thy help as we consider the word of God together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now we're going to turn, please, to the Gospel by John and chapter 5. And we're going to read just two verses. These are well-known Gospel texts. If you don't have a Bible, please don't worry. We'll read them clearly and we'll be referring to what the Lord Jesus said. So we're going to read in John chapter 5 and at verse 24, and we're going to read verses 24 and 25. The Lord Jesus says, verse 24, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." And we are confident that God will indeed bless the reading of his precious word. When the Lord Jesus speaks, and when he spoke to men and women on earth, his words were weighty. He never spoke in a frivolous way. He never spoke in a light way. When men heard him speak and teach, they were struck by the authority of his words. And this is equally the case as we come to these two verses that we have read together. If we just think of verse 24 for a moment, the Lord Jesus speaks about weighty matters, matters of importance to every man and woman and boy and girl. He speaks about his personal authority. He speaks about his word. He speaks about the importance of believing God, faith in God. He speaks about the possession of everlasting life. He speaks about avoiding judgment, shall not come into condemnation. He speaks about passing from death to life. These are weighty matters. These are important issues that every soul must take account of. In order to stress for us the importance of what he is going to say, he prefaces his words with the words, "verily, verily." We'll find that scattered throughout the Gospel by John. The word "verily, verily" simply could be understood as "truly, truly." It corresponds to